microphone master. The most innovative, understated, brothers out to pasture. Dollars up, let's get your bet. You ain't heard this much future yet. The truth is said, J-Love plays rock in the movement set. It's dub CNN, what can you expect? But the illest on the internet, the realest on your neck. Bang your head to the left and you just hearing the fresh. East Coast, worldwide, to the south side, back to the west. Focus, focus on these microphones, hype right to your home. Abracadabra, mastery magic, bringing light to the zone. This ain't your regular radio podcast, a meeting of the minds. We are planting seedlings in the line, hip-hop feeding the blind. And with this moment in time, we hope you keep with the rhyme. Hip-hop ain't dead, aspiration is breathing, it's fine. It's time now for what you've been waiting to go live. Micromaster, J-Love, let's rock, banging and fine.
You are listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com. I am J Love, and you know I got my partner in crime, my partner in rhyme with me, the one and only Blaze Rock. Happy New Year to you, man. What's going on?
Dude, it's 2012. You know, every time I make a sarcastic comment with somebody, now I can't be like, man, it's 2011. Now I have to be like, it's 2012, you know? I'm loving it, though.
So is it 2012 or is it 2012?
I use 2012. Yeah. I hear on the radio most of the time in the news, they like to say 2012, and I just think that's corny. Yeah. I don't know. And I guess it isn't corny because, I mean, when it was 1999, we were saying 1999. But we weren't saying 1999,
right?
Or, you know, and we weren't saying. I just say 2012. 2012 just sounds a little corny to me. It sounds like we watching iRobot or something.
And yo, we gonna start the year off right. I got my boy that's gonna be joining us. His name is Sugar Cane. He is a near and dear friend of mine. Does music, and we do music together. From time to time, as we might get into. So Kane's gonna get into that. So what's up, Kane? Welcome to the show, man. What's good?
Hey, what's going on, man? I appreciate it, fellas, for having me on the show, man. I get to hang out with y'all for a day and rock and joke around with you like I've heard you do so many times.
Yeah. Indeed. Yeah, so we gonna get it in with you. So we all know each other for a look behind the scenes. But real quick, and Kane, and this is, and Blaze, this is gonna be funny to you. Because I want to talk a little bit about, we talk about our life experiences on Microphone Masters, because that's just what we do. So I've been going to church a little bit more, all right? Now, am I on the extreme right side of it? I'm probably around in the middle, which is probably good for me right now. So I started to go more and gone to a couple of Bible studies. And as I remember telling Blaze one time, yo, Blaze, I went to Bible study. And he said, amen. And then Kane said, and I remember, and Kane, you know, we have a partner who wins by the name of Crooked Eye. I posted that on Facebook, and Crooked Eye came and said, praise God, praise the Lord, J-Love went to Bible study. And man, I'm not the devil, y'all. So anyway, I've been going a little bit more, and so people start to recognize you. People start to he's been in church for like 4 or 5 Sundays. So one of the guys, one of the men's, for those who go to church know exactly what I'm talking about, of like the men's ministry, he approaches me, Brother Javon, can you meet us after church? We just want to have a quick little meeting. And I'm saying, oh, snap. So I got recruited into the men's ministry. I'm going to check it out because I'm not going to pass this. I think it might be something interesting. But it was kind of interesting to be recruited. Plus, I was talking to Kane, and Kane and I have been talking a little bit more recently about doing some stuff, some music stuff. And so Kane said, yeah, so when you sound like you're busy, Jay. You sound like you're running somewhere. And I said, oh, yeah, I'm about to go to Bible study. Crickets. And I said, you there, Kane? He said, Bible study? Yo, blood, what you doing? Bible study? And I said, yeah, dog. I'm going to Bible study. Is that okay? Yeah, man, I didn't even know. I just want to make sure that's what you said.
You know what else with the men's ministry thing? It's because if you look around, you go to church. I don't care what church you go to.
Yeah.
You look around in the church, right? And say in the first 5 pews, you'll see like 15 women.
Yeah.
you'll see like 10 or 15 kids.
Right.
And you'll see 5 or 6 real bad kids. And then you'll see that one, you'll see one dude who's sitting next to his wife or girlfriend.
Yeah.
Then you'll see the one dude who's dressed really terribly and don't look like he really want to be there, but he there before everybody. So whenever the ministers see a man in the church, they be like, oh. And then once you go, like, look, like a woman can go to church 50 times. And they never refer to them in a manner like, you know, like they a part of the church until about the 10th, 15th time. With a man, you there more than 4 times? Oh, brother such and such, are you coming to dinner? Nah.
Well, I would definitely be one of those brothers that get put on blast, because I ain't been. He probably strike me at the door before I get there, looking at me crazy like, what are you doing here, dude? You know you way out of pocket.
Oh snap. So I just had to mention that. So we're gonna get into a couple tracks and we're gonna get right into it with my boy Kane. T.I. featuring Dr. Dre and Sly. It's called Popped Off. I don't know if you heard this, Kane, but you probably heard this.
When we come back though, we're gonna talk about these 3 songs.
Okay.
For 3 different reasons.
Okay, and then the second one is Raekwon featuring JD Era. It's called Soldier Story. And then Mirandum, it's called Planet Silk. Mirandum, that's Mr. Miranda, and Random. They're out here from the lovely state of Arizona, which is cool. It just happens to be dope music. That's
602.
So T.I. featuring Dr. Dre, Raekwon, Mirandum. We're going to be right back. You listen to the Microphone Masters Radio Show on DoveCNN.com.
Yes, sir.
See, a party ain't a party till the dot walk in it. It's hard to get it started till I hopped off in it. Then it got so crunk 1 minute since you didn't get the witness, just listen. I came in hot and then I saw. As soon as I arrived, then the shit popped off. The shit popped off. It's officially a gangster party. You can leave the chicane to party, then the shit popped off. The shit popped off. Niggas hands in the air, bitch, take your tops off. Put the chronic in the air and the shit popped off.
Been a while since you heard these beats, you're malnourished, but he's back now to flood these streets, he shall flourish. Others try, but they lack courage. In fact, this track was on the back burner, at least. So back to the lab I had to go, but it was too magical. So yeah, Dr. Smacker holds back, ask if it's tactical. Sure is. Girl, I hope your vaginal has endurance, cause I'm about to do something tragical. Rest assured is, your homie with the OE flow. You know me from before, but you don't know me like this. So do-si-do, get on top of me and ride it like a rodeo ho. I have your OD in our dick, this baloney is so felonious. I cure your loneliness, but only just for 1 night. Yeah, that was fun, right? But I gotta go. I got a bottle of mold and 4 little mommies looking like models waiting at the door inside of my hole. Jail all ready to swallow, and yo, follow the flow of traffic to the top flow, and you won't smell a lot of Malone, a lot of chronic for show. Gin and tonic, so from the top to the bottom, let's go. Come on,
order some old bottles. Come on, mama, would you like a drink on me? To me, it's no problem.
She take it off for the dough. Get that ass on the floor. Go, go.
To me, that's no problem. If you wanna, baby, come and drink with me.
Bright lights, late nights, drop automobiles outside of hotels with a lot of hoes. Bottles cold, blow a lot of dro, no powder though. Everywhere you're trying to go, it's been a long time ago. Swag doesn't pass, my style is so spaz. I pop tags daily, drop down them 480. Walk up in the place and all the ladies go crazy. Wanna get impregnated, all I give is throw babies. They running up and asking, is it true you know shaded? Dr. Dre be hanging out with you for real? How chill? Like a magnet attracted to a nigga getting money. I tell him, kneel down, suck a nigga dick or something. Rubber band popping off the bank roll, hopping out the champagne rolls with the automatic doors. Pockets on swole, both wrists so froze. King of the South, balls out on the West Coast. Let's toast
us some old bottles. Come on, mama, would you like a drink on me? To me, that's no problem. If you wanna, baby, come and drink with me.
She take it off at the door. She take it off for the door. Get that ass on the floor. Go, go.
To me, that's no problem. If you wanna, baby, come and drink with me. You can have the time of your life, it's alright. Make it a night you remember. I'm pretty sure you remember. You can have the time of your life, it's alright. Make it a night you remember.
Think about it. going in there, man. I'm just gonna say it like this. Everything we do is for real. Dedication, man. From out the rising sun up north, I'm maxing the law, writing poetry, click clack, my brain to go off. Latest New Balance, cop them out in Spain, that's some new talent, all W's up. Come from under rules, sucker switch rhymes, patterns on point, flexes, slick lines, catch me in the crease of the beast. Lexus big ties, always been a leader, homeboy, niggas will blow the beef up. Drink beef, eat them, I'm mink, a German she beaver, try thousands of talents, good with 900 of them. Niggas don't eat, the wolves take supper then. If you call collect, you better say what's up with them. If you borrow the check, you better have a muzzle on him. If he out in despair, you better have a puzzle for him. If we buying some gear, you know to bring a duffel for him. No, we don't just hustle, all we do is tussle for it. Get shot in your mouth, that's just because
we don't talk, cause toss cheap. The wolves praying on the weak. Loose paper, loose sleep, nigga. My shit banging like a steel drum. Hey, this is a dedication of the real ones. From NY to Long Beach to these T-Dot streets. Loose paper, loose sleep, nigga. My shit banging in your ear. Hey, this is a dedication of the real ones. I'm writing to give you more of me. There's more to see, more than petty wars and monotonous beef. I'm more than meets the eye, I'm the eye of the beast. So keep eyeing me too long and get your eyelids beat. The militia, ice water dynasty. Your rhymes is weak and you don't want the line to speak. You wine to freeze, get drunk and climbing sheets. About a dollar, I could go through 10 dimes in a week. I got sick of chasing stars with spacious cars. Like take this, tape for bars and don't take no bars. Hoping they take it abroad in a place so hard that I can replace my broad and replace my job. I pray to God grant me whatever I deserve, cause I don't wanna grow to be legend of the curve, but believe in it and it will come. Hey, this is a dedication of the real ones. We don't talk, cause toss cheap. The wolves praying on the weak. Loose paper, loose sleep, nigga. My shit banging like a steel drum. Hey, this is a dedication of the real ones. From NY to Long Beach to these T-Dot streets. Loose paper, loose sleep, nigga. My shit banging in your eardrum. Hey, this is a dedication of the real ones.
Do you have any great Poupon?
As a matter of fact, I do. Yeah.
You're now rocking with Miranda.
That's right.
In case you didn't it out.
Do yeah. It. Tell him.
Yeah. I can't stop until the world know the boy. Virgo with the Merlot. Flow archetypical. Sun-kissed symphony. Simply impeccable. Capcom license. Quick estate blade with the engrave. Writing. Sit with kings. I'm beyond age. Rockstar. Break all rules and tweet on stage. Name like Vegas. Light shining every day and night. Passenger seat could be yours if you play it right. Shorty got my vote like she was on Idol. Now we running together like music song titles. Not dripping in ice, but the spin is precise. Know a lot of rappers wish they was living this life, but we gone. One hit, shorty, now a fiend. So slick, my ink pen contains Valvoline. Don't trip, baby, you the mortar, I'm the best. All the outcomes, sorta kinda special, it's on another level.
True player doesn't drag a sport. As far as slick, I'm fine with Remy, like a Michael Rapaport. Baby, calm down now, everything you see is cool. Just keep it warm, darling, like you in a heated pool. We don't gotta fuss and fight. Say you wanna shine like a star, then you gotta trust my light. I'm thinking large, taking trips to exotic lands. Yeah, you know I got some plans. Ocean water splashing on the tropic sands. As far as money, though, I'm trying to add some hot pockets. Enjoy a great meal, tired of eating hot pockets. Take you to a world where you never have to think again. Walking on water. It doesn't matter if you sink or swim. He eat lobster and crab, taking applesauce. Real soldiers win the war, even when the battle's lost. Trying to make a killer stack, hit him with an ill attack. So when I die, they say he did it big, like Gorilla Black. Of the essence, rhymes are rather pleasant. And with James almost standing, deliver divine lessons. Cooling, cause I'm dressed up with my fresh cut. Got the crowd saying, oh, like I'm looking for the best slut. I ain't nothing like those other guys with them undercover lies. Got my father. father's features with my mother's eyes flexing when I'm on the scene, cause I keep it strong, family. Girl, you got a sweet tooth that you could call me John Candy.
Leave the freshman alone, girl, you're graduating. We just setting the tone, I got the caddy waiting. Well, I mean the spectra, girl, you must be special, cause you got me talking fly like a travel agent. Them dudes leasing homes, talking to the accountant on speakerphone. I peep the zone, it's high time to change your lifestyle, cause you'll never be younger than what you are right now. Let's go!
Everybody out in AZ, that's what's up.
To everybody out in Cali, that's what's up.
To everybody in New York, yo, that's what's up.
Everybody in Detroit, yo,
that's what's up. And everybody in Des Moines, that's what's up.
Everybody in Nantucket, that's what's up.
Shout out to everybody, yo, that's what's up. Yeah, that's what's up.
You are listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com. So before we left to play those three tracks, Blaze said he wanted to comment on those. So Mr. Blaze Rock, the floor is yours. What's going on with him?
Oh, okay, look, I'm a little tired of people saying featuring Dr. Dre, right?
Right.
Because essentially, that's like saying featuring the voice of Bart Simpson. I mean, because you know he's not, you know Hank Azaria. And I forget the name. Yearly Smith is not writing what Bart is saying.
Right, right.
She's merely vocalizing what's been handed to her as a script.
Right.
That's a Dr. Dre rhyme. That's a Dr. Dre feature. It's a script. Somebody said, "Hey Dre, spit this," and he says, "Hell yeah."
Hell yeah.
And then you get, and because you can tell whenever he's featured on someone in particular song. You all of a sudden hear him taking on their persona. For example, on this song, all of a sudden he's using multi-syllable, interstitial, rhythmic. Man, I was like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Dre said that? Then I said, oh yeah, it's a T.I. song. No wonder he sounds like T.I. right now. And then I'm done with Dre though. I mean, I'm straight up and down. I love the fact that he's rich and all that. I love the fact that every jackass around the corner is trying to drop $3 bills for a pair of ugly headphones. I dig that. It's just that where Detox at though, dog? I mean he announced that like another century ago, and now it really is like another century. Yeah, I mean, not only is it another century, it's another century and a decade ago. He was like, "Yeah, I'm dropping Detox. Then I'm gonna just walk away from music." Why don't you just do that now? Because at this point, at this point, nothing he could ever drop, nothing he could ever record, will be sufficient enough to deal with the fact that he basically dropped. He announced this album 12 years ago. I mean, dude, I didn't even have a decent beard 12 years ago, bro. I couldn't even like accurately say, okay, I could grow me a beard. I couldn't even get the chin strap going on. I had a little, you know, here and there, it was off and on. Now I'm like, I mean, come on, dude, you killing me, dog, killing me. But I do need to say about the Miranda, I think that song is dope. The cool thing about them is they sound like they're enjoying themselves. And that's something that you don't really get to hear a lot in hip hop right now. Everybody either sounds mad cocky, they sound mad pissed off, or they sound like they just don't care. And so when you hear Miranda, you know, when you hear Mr. Miranda and Random spitting, and they sound like they're enjoying themselves, they sound like they're having fun, without sounding corny, without sounding whack, without being, you know, just over the top retarded. You know, they're good MCs and they sound like they're having a great time. So I was like, that song definitely needs to be ran by more people.
Yeah.
So Kane, what you got to say about that? Feel free to.
No, I mean, it's just crazy. It's just that, usually when I listen to music, I tend to feel exactly like Blaze. Like, the hip hop itself has more or less become a job or a business. And I remember growing up, music actually seemed like it was fun. You know what I mean? These guys, the Jungle Brothers, when they did something, they had fun doing it. You know what I mean? Yeah. When Tribe Called Quest did something, they had fun doing it. And then when you got to see the videos, it actually reflected that fun that they had doing it. And now it's, everything is scripted, or if it doesn't follow a particular category, or they don't seem that they're going to get a certain audience or a certain dollar amount out of it, or they're trying to impress a certain crowd, it doesn't follow, you know what I mean? It doesn't catch everybody's attention. So, you know, I miss that. I miss having fun doing music, or I miss hearing a song where they actually felt like they have, you could feel them having fun. So, you know, it's a shame how music has changed a lot. You know, I was surprised that, you know, I wasn't the only one that felt that way. So I commend Blaze on speaking on it, really.
Man, I mean, hey, all I'm saying is I would much rather somebody who sounds like they're having fun than Drake. Because
yeah.
at this point, bro, you know what? I'm like, hey, man, come on. I mean, do you even care about what you're saying? Because, I mean, yeah. I mean, dang, dude. I'm gonna put it on out there that, you know, I'm poor. You know what I'm saying? Me and being broke have an intimate relationship. So as an MC, as what some people would determine to be a starving artist, or where I like to call it a broke artist. I can't understand how when you make it Mega Millions to walk around and do the same songs and jump on stage and just half do it, how you gonna sound like you mad? What you mad about, dog? I mean, you basically got paid for working for like a half an hour. You got paid like more than some of these folks make in a year for like a half an hour's worth of work. And you didn't even, and you just sound like it's pissing you off. Like, I don't feel like doing this. Yeah. I'm on Microphone Masters, I'm always saying this, and I know I probably get heat for it, but Rick Ross is my idol right now, simply because it don't matter what show it is, this dude had a seizure and was holding a chicken wing and still was like, yo, I'm about to go hit this show up. and when he on stage, you know he's not finna move around too much. But he gets it in and he sound like he care. He be like, yeah. Everybody in the crowd doing his song, he losing his breath and he's going hard. But then you get these cats like Drake where they like, eh. You like, eh. Yeah. I'm like, come on, man. I don't know. Again, I'm not pleased by that. I'm not happy by that. Anybody, if you've had a chance to check out Random or Mr. Miranda, go check out some of their material. You'll hear it through and through. They love this culture. They love the music, and it shows. And so if you want to support somebody who actually cares that you support them. Other than, you know, then let me look at my bank account. Yeah. Come on. No. I'm rich. Yeah.
So that's it. We go come right back. Happy New Year. So we gonna come right back. We gonna play. We gonna bring my boy Sugar Cane's track. It's called My Turf. And then, hey, yo, Blaze, I don't know if you had a chance to check this out, but Crazy Drazy. Crazy Drazy, two turntables. I want to get your thoughts on it.
Go there, too.
All right. So we go. This is Microphone Masters Radio Show on WCNN.com. Sugar Cane, Crazy Drazy. We're going to be right back, y'all. Yeah.
Yeah. Set some of this off, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's the ladder of pimps, players, real hustlers, you know dig? That's where Fimoff Slim from. Ask them niggas about K-Swiss and white tees. You understand me? That came from here, man. It's the Bay.
The land where the Giants and Niners, they stand strong. Yeah. And the Raiders move haters and players, they move on. Where bread is to the ceiling, cause hustling the don't stop. Uh-huh. And prime real estate's every corner on every block. We don't swing Jeeps, play boy, we into scrapers. And every nigga I run with got a pocket full of paper. Yeah. Pippins hereditary, them hoes, they know better. And even the bras really know how to get the cheddar. Yeah. Your color don't matter, cause money, you get love. That's the only thing that Bay niggas stay thinking of.
That's right.
Handy bottles empty, my dudes, they stay girthed up. And I always keep a chick with thick lips to stay slurped up. I hit the Bay Bridge twice every week, cause each side of the Bay got a different set of freaks. If you can't feel this real talk, then don't come. Niggas out here still get hyphy and go dumb. In the rich they say, in the old, in the skull. So nigga, now you know that's my turf.
That's my turf.
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 There's sharks in South
Hole.
PA, they say, there's places in the sack that you really can't go. That's my turf.
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 See, way, way back, we had the same Erg code.
The four, the one,
Richie
the
Rich
five.
And D-Lo. Where Spice One was rolling on the side, he kept us strapping. Short was born a Mac and he moved in clean lap. JT and San Queen made us all just get low. And Pool Man was knocking at every side show. You learned about the Backstreets from Mac and Acapone. Mac Dre did a classic over the jail phone. The nigga Yuck and Numb showed us how we spent five. And Earl Branton shot always repped the hillside. I rolled put 93 till in our ears. And Drew was a true with the pimp of the year. The Times wrote lines to keep it on the real, where P was about it to got it his first deal. Where Pac, Hump, and Mung got around on a few hoes. And Twist asked if you knew the way to San Ho. In the rich, they say, in the old, in the soul. So, nigga, now you know that's my turn.
That's my turn.
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 There's sharks in San Ho. PA, they say, there's places in the sack that you really can't go. That's my turn.
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 I only bring it up cause I think these niggas forgot that debate set trends on things that's now hot. We showed how to get money by moving it out the trunk. Now I see record labels from niggas that get crumb. Before the hyphy moving, I never heard Stunner shade. Cause this the home of ballers and niggas that got paid. Jay, please tell me why the yay don't get respect. Y'all soak so much game that you owe the yay a check. I've been around the world, I can see why they hate. Cause shit ain't nice like the view of the Golden Gate. Ain't nowhere to blue tripping out here. We see it loose. And my brown pride friends stack ends and quit to shoot. It's obvious to me there's something we doing right. Cause we touch a new freak in your city on any night. All I say is from the yay, then the pimp got word. Cause they love out of town niggas, especially from my turf. In the rich they say, in the old, in the soul. So nigga, now you know that's my turn.
That's my turn.
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 There's sharks in San Jose. PA, they say, there's places in the sack that you really can't go. That's my turn.
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 In the rich they say, in the old, in the skull. So nigga, now you know that's my turn.
That's my turn.
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 The sharks
and they go two turntables and a microphone. You know Dre never leave a mic alone. Strictly gangster like Al Capone. Won't stop. Hello hip hop. Hi, I'm home. Been around the world I'm known. On my Mick Jagger shit, I'm a rolling stone. Miggity might be out in Rome just getting stoned. I do me like the 2-3, I'm in the zone. Yeah, this diggity style I own. Biggity biting when I'm writing, no I don't condone. These rappers smelling sweet like some cheap cologne. And biggity make me wanna cut some bust off the chrome. But I chill like a king on the throne. Do my thing in the ring, something like Stallone. You know the border of McCoy, no I ain't no clone. Nappy head to get paid, I don't need no comb. Just two turntables and a microphone. Two turntables and a microphone. Two turntables and a microphone. Come on Dre, you know we never need a mic alone. Turntables and a microphone. Two turntables and a microphone. Two turntables and a microphone. Come on, Dre.
Come on,
never leave a mic.
Come on.
Hey yo, you know the boy Dre. Biggity rap my ass off. Got a DJ that'll scratch the wax off. Strictly hardcore, these rappers is mass off. I'm like a spaceship getting ready to blast off. 3, 2, 1, here I come, it's go time. Get the crowd hype, rip the mic in no time. Look into my eyes, there's no surprise in no I'm. On my Swiss beat shit, that mean it's showtime. I don't need a beat, I heat it up acapella. Baby, I'm the bomb, you could ask Akinelli. Coming from the under with the thunder like Shelly. Man, you know how we do, rendezvous, is you ready? Deadly with the flow, already know my history. Go against me, yo, MC's your history. That's like drinking whiskey with fire, that's risky. We can rock any show, that's for sure, just give me. Two turntables and a microphone. Two turntables and a microphone. Two turntables and a microphone. Come on, Dre, no, never leave a mic alone. Come on, two turntables and a microphone. Two turntables and a microphone. Two turntables and a microphone. Come on, Dre, no, never leave a mic alone.
Come on, two
turntables and a mic, that's it. Piggity flip, riggity rip, every mic I get. Piggity prone, niggity known, and riggity right that hit. Don't front your niggity, know you niggity like that. Shit, yeah, I got you open, motherfucker. Rough rhymes, tough times, keep trucking like a trucker. OG, you know me, niggity never been a sucker. Click, clack, get back, hit you with the blocker, 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 blocker. Yeah, and it only gets rougher. Kill it, that's a must, so the haters just suffer. Hip hop, it don't stop, I can never get enough of. Crazy Drazy, don't be crazy, they can never be another. Yeah, so as we proceed, so fly, get you high like you're smoking weed. Riggity rock any show, that's guaranteed. You know I don't need much, yo, all I need is just two turntables and a microphone. Two turntables and a microphone. Two turntables and a microphone. Come on, Dre, you know never leave the mic alone.
You are listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on WCNN.com. Kane, I promise we're going to let you talk, man. Blaze is just in a zone like Michael Jordan right about now.
Hey, hold on, man. Yeah. Let Blaze do his thing. This entertainment for me. Let him do his thing.
Oh, man. So, hey, yo, so I gotta clown my boy Kane as we get into the critique of these two songs real quick. Because Kane is... you know this, Kane, and Blaze, you know this because I say this to you as well. Kane is like my Dre.
Yeah.
Because Kane, like, yo, Kane, we about to put this out, right? Yeah, we about to put it out. And Kane will come up with a song, y'all. And for those of y'all that listen to My Turf is knocking. You can't deny that. But absolutely. Kane will come up with a song, and he'll say, yo, Jay, here's song X. I got the remix in mind for it already, yo. And I said, Kane, wait a minute. But we haven't even, I know, but I hear the remix. I hear so-and-so on the hook. I got so-and-so that'll drop a verse. I got this stuff. So anyway, yo, Blaze, what do you think about My Turf? What do you think about the two turf favorite songs?
You said, okay, number one, I'm going to say this because I don't want to leave nobody out. But you said what I was thinking when I heard My Turf. I sat here for a little bit, right?
Yeah.
I was actually supposed to be doing something. I think I was supposed to be cleaning up, whatever. But so I went through, so I was listening to the songs and I just let them all play, you know, this week's playlist. And that My Turf is hard. The problem is, and I don't know how this happened, but I actually listened to these two songs back to back.
Okay.
So My Turf is going, right? My son is in here doing a jerk and whatever. All right. Cool. I'm like, yeah, that's hard. I can rock with that. So then the Crazy Drazy thing comes on. And I was like, okay, and I don't know how it's possible to have two opinions of one song at one time, at the same time, on the same song.
Yeah.
I hate the song, but I love the song. I hate the fact that he basically decided he was going to channel Dre and Scoob from Dos FX. Yet at the same time, I love it that he did that.
Yeah.
And I hate the fact that I really don't like the beat at all. But I like the beat because of what he did with the beat.
Yeah.
But I really don't like the song, but I love it because the other day, I love it because, I mean, dude, I still think the Dos FX, when they first came out, blew people's mind just by throwing Iggy in between everything. So when Crazy Drazy was doing it, my mind reverted way back to 1991, 93, etc.
Hold on, Blaze. And I gotta jump in on that because Kane, we can give Blaze a peek back into one because y'all listening, Kane and I have been friends for like what, over 16 years. And
18.
It's so 18.
Go
it's,
ahead,
yeah,
man. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm trying to round down. So when we were first in a group setting and Kane used to come in, Kane had kind of like that. Because Kane's from the Bay. Kane lived in the Bay most of his life. Kane will tell you that stuff. But so Kane used to come in with the ooh-wee and the whole little... tell him about that time, Kane. Tell him about that, man.
Oh, man. I'm just really impressed. Just like Blaze said, Dos FX, the whole hip-hop movement at the time, I was like... It was energetic time for me, man. So I felt like he really needed to incorporate. And just like Blaze said earlier, you gotta have fun. I had fun. So if I had to yell and jump and scream and did it in my whole verse, I wrote that jumping and screaming into my verse. And Jay tell you, you have to calm me down in our practices. Jay and me and this, everybody be in the group doing the thing. I had to be calmed down. It just, I had fun. We had fun doing it. And I just, man, it was just, one of the best times of my life, to be honest with you.
Kane one time in a rap, he used onomatopoeia in a rap.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Hey. Hey.
Actually, this is what onomatopoeia mean now. Let me tell you.
Like onomatopoeia. Yeah. Okay.
And I guarantee you had half the people listening to the song going, is that some Asian stuff?
Yeah. Yep. Well, how do you come up with that word? What that
word
mean?
That word is crazy.
This word's crazy, son. Where do you come up with that? What's your words? What's your wordplay?
Where do you get these words from? Look at you using these words.
Hey, Blaze, I felt the same way when I listened to the song. I was thinking, why? Why? But then I listened to it and said, okay. I mean, yeah. Okay. And then I thought it was a nice contrast between Kane's My Turf, because that stuff, when Kane played it for me, and I said, oh, Kane, it just got, I got that look on your face where like you smell something that stinks, and you say, oh, that's knocking, what? Turn that up. So I had to kind of put it back to back with that. So I want to get in, we're going to take a quick break, get into a couple songs and come back, and I want to get, because Kane being in the Bay for so long, I want to get his, because he's a producer as well as MC, and I want to get his opinion on some stuff. So we having a blast. So we're going to play a dude by the name of St. Joe Lewis, then another Raekwon joint featuring J.D. Harris called Just a Toast, and then for Sean called Getting It. And so St. Joe Lewis, Raekwon, for Sean. And so we're going to come right back. You listen to Microphone Masters Radio Show on dubcnn.com.
Imagine
my feeling when the condom broke, like my highest hopes collided with a kaleidoscope. And a cold sweat when I awoke. Am I just sad or jet lags and flying home? Tired, cold heart made of firestone. You either show your true colors or die alone. My garden state of mind is to grow checks until my course of time takes a ride on a Rolex. Fast life, slow death, looking for a sign. I could work it out, following the arrow on a boat flex. And a day's life.
Ashing out the shot, feeling lightheaded, sort of like passing out and dying. Whenever that, I keep going, that's the caption of the time. Trying to blow like I'm tapping on a mine, or I'm pinning a grenade. That's my aim at the beginning of the day. Script the minutes that I'm living in by getting through the maze. See, this is what I'm used to, searching for the path. But what's a set of eyes when the center is missing a pupil? Sort of like dancing on a plank. God hears us in his prayer, but only answering the saints. It's hard to keep moving when there's cancer in your veins. No umbrella, just standing in the rain. Peter sang to him.
All in a day's life, me and my baby got in a big fight. Drunk was in front of the big lights. Told my shrink I just ain't right. Hey, yeah, hey, yeah, hey, yeah. Hey, yeah, hey, yeah, hey, yeah.
End of discussion for the children that play around condemned buildings. Gotta say something constructive. End of a new era, please believe that. So a snapback is more like a recap. My Malibu Barbie's never seen a car key, so she pushes my buttons like she trying to start me. Emergency, plastic surgery. We got the features right to perfectly match the urgency of what we see it like. See the lights, Ninja Turtle green, Versace Donatella. I bank statements, I coin phrases, I gotta
tell. I put
tell
my her life on it, and they call it the truth. They put the lights on me, and I call it a noose. Addictions in my lower self, searching for a high power. Clock ticking, the approaching of my final hour. God giveth, and man taketh. And I built it, so I break it. The den of inequity, I'm searching for the sacred. Surrounded by the wretched, I'm emotionally naked. Void of emotion, I'm searching for a muse. Needle on a record, I'm just trying to find a groove. My melody is misery, my song is despair. And I'ma keep singing for as long as I'm here. Yeah.
All in a day's life, me and my baby got in a big fight. Drunk was in front of the big lights. Told my shrink I just ain't right. Hey, yeah, hey, yeah, hey, yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah.
We drinking Kawasaki exclusive. Kill up the snitches, fuck all fly bitches. Jump in the coop, let your chicken yell. Throw a head out the moon, go ahead and look, mama. See how it feels, I know the felt's clustered up. Flexing, driving, and vaulting. Insurance is killing the gangster when you're worth 4 mils in office.
being a lux, stuck bad bitch in the tux. She know me from the Maxima era. She bought the what? Automatic stainless good fella. That ain't my main bitch. Who ride around angry, the same shit. Coast through the world like chess. Niggas is blessed up. Yes, yes, I'm at my best, boy, rest. Powerful when giving coke out. You know to call me Sugar Ray, the chef. The goat's out, giving good boy gifts to the gangsters. With more points than unicorns, they know his dough is oozed out. Riding at maximum speed, give me weed, give me cheese. I like cheddar, V-neck leather, Guyana gold, two boxes, centuries, yeah. Mention me, you better say that nigga is better, what? That's why I light it up with the highlights, the wolf's out. Black fur, black spur, bitches is purred out. You know I'm flexing and my character strong. I could bag your bitch, then float them along.
I am killing them softly, pillow over the face flow. Them youngins let it off for them pesos. They used to cut off the hot water and cable. Now I'm standing with the guard about to bring amps to the table. Nigga, what's your life like? Mine's is real. We used to have to rob and steal. We cook whatever for a bit of a meal. Yeah, they don't want to see us win how I'm beginning to feel. But still, I stand firm. Post it up. They say knowledge is power. I soak it up. Kush pounds came in. We broke it up. I said good morning, Toronto, and woke it up. Wake up, bitch, I'm here. It ain't a secret. My third eye twitching the way I peeped it. A G's incense when the weed lit. And keep them white girls moving like the peach pit.
Getting paid, feeling like new money, Louis V shades. Cover my eyes, I be fly. Let me explain, baby. I don't know why niggas try and test their aims. Throwing shots at Sean, better up your game. I'm a hustler, grinding and gritting, get out my lane. Big homie told me you gon' need a chain. Gon' need a thumper if you riding in the range of a jack. Depends on where you aim. Some niggas want the fame, some niggas want it all. My philosophy, why you living, have a ball. You can be like Santiago, too fly for the mall. Getting money is the motto, gotta get it through they skull. How you a high roller, and you ain't got a car. How you plan to shine, gotta look like a star. Little homie, Pete Rain.
Polo T, a new pair of
chains.
Something on your neck, then you must be getting paid. That's how you post them.
Speakers bumping, 415s in the back, now you're stunting. Keep a beauty queen on your lap like it's nothing. Pull up to the scene with a stack, counting hundreds. Hop out of some $1,000 jeans, that's rugged. Torn on the side, but I'm clean, so fuck it. That's my attitude, so mean out in public. Pocket full of green and I'm strutting. Jeans like what was it? I show you what it do. You ever get some paper generated through the crew? Big homie told me that, yeah, he laced me with a jewel. Plus, I was bummy, so he laced me with some shoes. Laced me with some game, told me all the rules. How to keep my money quiet and how to play it cool. How to stay fly, get money, and act a fool. He had an S5, never graduated school. Little homie,
Fresh Polo T, a new pair of chains. Something on your neck, then you must be getting paid. Getting paid, that's how you post them look when you get in it. Little homie, that's how you post them look when you get in it. Fresh Polo T, a new pair of chains. Something on your neck, then you must be getting paid. Getting paid, that's how you post them look when you get in it. Little homie, that's how you post them look.
My niggas hustle, keep that paper on the low. Bail money in the safe just in case a nigga go. Get him out the same night, then we back on our grizzly. Hit the strip, looking wet, moving packs through the city. Yeah, we fresh, y'all. Fiction is a fact. I get busy with my killers, guaranteed a nigga strapped. If he with me, not the driver, I be hopping out the back. 9 double M's, I ain't talking made backs. That's a Nina in my lap. I'm just trying to keep the peace, with at least tucked in my jeans. I salam alaikum, cause I keep be on his dean, young jeans. Driving Maseratis while any teens type dreams. Started from a pot in a triple beam. Much different cause I'm wise. Move with a game plan. Nothing close to them guys and I'm far from your man. Collective and I'm calm. Any moment I can flash. I go by the name of Sean, but you can call me Fast.
Fresh Polo T, a new pair of chains. Something on your neck, then you must be getting paid. Getting paid, that's how you post a look when you get in it. Little homie,
look when you get in it. Fresh polo tee, a new pair of J's, something on your neck, must be
You are listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com. So I hope y'all having a, hope it's coming through the speakers and your headphones as much fun as we're having, because we're having a blast for real. So, Kane, hey. I know you didn't think it was going to be like that, Kane. I told you how we get
Well, I mean, well, I know Blaze has got his own personality, but God, man, this boy is crazy.
Yo, look,
we should have been drinking. I should have been, when he came to Arizona last time, I should have been drinking with you, because this is the dude that I need to keep around me when everybody around me ain't in the mood yet. This guy, I know he's the center of attention.
But one of the things that Blaze will tell you, Blaze does not, like Kobe, like our partner Kobe, who's the actor and stuff, but Kobe don't drink, Kobe don't smoke. Well, you know, some of those things have changed. But anyway, but Blaze does not drink, and so that's the cool thing. And I remember Blaze, he gave me like the coolest compliment you can give to a semi-alcoholic like myself. He said, Jay, you know, when you drink, Jay, you're not like the other folks that drink. You don't get all of a sudden you start drinking and you become Jay the a-hole, or Jay trying to run up and jump on your back and all that.
The belligerent, ignorant.
So Blaze is always, this is Blaze all day, all the time.
But the worst is when we go to these shows and you have these gentlemen who are drunk. And for what it's worth at these shows, because you go to these shows and everybody in there pretty much has been at work all week, they tired, they just want to go out and wild out and act a fool. So they go and they have, you know, they walk in the door and have seven drinks, you know, before the first act goes on, whatever. Then they come up to you and they talk your ear off. Like, I mean, they be telling you stuff and you be like, hey, dog. They be like, yeah, you know, my girlfriend, she don't like my dog. And my dog, you know, I love my dog. My dog is, you know, my dog is a German Shepherd, Austrian Shepherd mix. And, you know, and I be feeding it Alpo. And I be really just sitting there listening. And I don't even know why I do that. Like, and I really just sit there. And Jay will tell you, time after time, Jay has been with me. And he'll be looking at me almost like, what the hell's going on here? And I just be listening. I'd be like, word.
Yeah.
And then the person leaves, and I'd be like, I have no idea what they were talking about.
Well, I will say this. If you want to have somebody around you when you're drinking and you want something to figure out, watch Jay drink. And Jay will put more drinks in his system and still will be sober or appear sober, and you will never know.
You'll never
know. You'll never know. Look, been out with this man. We went out and got 40. Jay had put a 40 down the system. Most people would get a little buzz after the little 40. Not Jay. They said, let's go back. I need something else to drink. Jay went back and got him a 64. I mean, a 32. After the 32, they said, you know what? I still got a little bit more room. Let's go back. He went back and got the 24. Hey, this is all in a three-hour stretch now. Went back and got a tall can. And he still was drunk and then ended off the night with a 64. And you find anybody else on this planet that can do that and still walk, talk, hold a conversation and not even appear drunk? Hey, man, we got to give them an award. Because I ain't seen nobody do it like Jay.
I'm telling you, I remember times when we were going to perform. Jay, we come to the show, and I'm going to tell you right now, they tell us, they say, okay, y'all go on at 11. I'm showing up at 10:55. And, I mean, Jay will tell you, no matter what, somehow I do it all the time, 5 minutes before the show. What's up, y'all? What's going on? Then Jay will be like, yeah, you know, I'm here. I'm just, you know, I'm getting me a drink. Jay will go get a drink. Boom. Drinks, you know, okay. Gets another one. Boom. Three, four, five later. Boom. And I'm thinking, I know this dude got it done. He'd be like, all right, you ready to perform? We get up on stage. We perform. He's doing better than me. And I don't even drink. And he up there mercy. They're like, what's up, dude? I can't remember my line for nothing. And you up here, you selling, you doing mine and yours on time with extra harmony. And I'm lost. You had 35 drinks at this point, bro. Man, phenomenal. Yeah, that's all I got. Phenomenal.
Beautiful. Hey, we call me like that. I swear, this is
a therapy. Hey, wait. Before we go too far off our designated sprint.
Yeah.
Let's take a minute. Yeah. We got a few minutes. Let's take a minute. Let's get back to Bay Area hip hop. Talk about the current status and production and whatnot.
Yeah, so Ken, tell me, what are your thoughts of what's going on in the Bay? Because I mean, seeing the Bay is like that incubator for indie artists, for that grind movement and all those things. So talk about maybe the change in production and what you hear, what you see as a producer, what motivates you or frustrates you. Just, you know, talk about your thoughts on that, man.
Well, I've always thought of the Bay Area as a real creative place for music. And when I say that, it's not just simply with the music, but also with the tone of the music, the topic, always been a little bit different. Anytime you have an artist that comes out at a time when cursing's not even really allowed and call any female bitch and get paid millions off of it, I think that it's creative. It feels very creative. And I think it's still pretty creative here, but I'm kind of worried about it. I don't think it's really being taken as seriously as maybe years ago, probably 10, 15, 20 years ago. And it's kind of goofy to me right now, some of the things that I hear, some of the little ways presented. But, I mean, everybody's trying to do little things here and there. I just wish that we had a bigger presence in the hip-hop industry when I'm looking at magazines or I see interviews on websites. And I just don't really see that. So from all of this, I feel like Bay Area music, Bay Area artists, Bay Area producers aren't necessarily taking it seriously today as they were taken maybe 15 years ago, 20 years ago. And it frustrates me a little bit.
Because I blame Lil Peep. Like,
I blame somebody else. I ain't going to say who it is, but
No. Go ahead and say who it is.
Better say it.
No, I'm not going to say one person specifically, but when the ball was rolling in this area, I feel like there was about three or four different artists that could have actually brought it out a little bit more. And for whatever reason, it just didn't happen. When E-40 opened up the door, when Mac Dre was happening, and you know, Tell Me When to Go was going on, and Let's Go Stupid, I felt like there were three other or four other artists that could have necessarily stepped up and made it a little bit bigger. You know, when I saw an interview, I was reading a magazine, and Puff wanted to know what this whole hyphy movie was about out here, and I think that was the time that everybody should shine, put forth their best, and it would have been a little bit bigger. You know, when you got people in New York and people down south trying to figure out what it means to go slide the whip, I mean, that was ample time to really make it happen, and I just felt like for some reason we dropped the ball, and I don't know why.
Do you think that, that some of that could have been more timing than people dropping the ball? Because I know exactly who you're talking about, but for what it's worth, here in Arizona, you know, we have the benefit of kind of being near the Bay, kind of being near Cali, you know, kind of being near everywhere. And because we have so many transplants here, you know, we get introduced to so many different things. But I remember, you know, I remember when those songs, like you said, Tell Me When to Go. I remember when I first heard that song myself, and I was like, and I'm a big E-40 fan anyway, you know what I'm saying? But when I heard that song, I was like, oh no. And I remember when my kids heard it, you know, when they friends heard it, and we were all, you know, driving down the road going nuts off that song. But then I also remember during that period of time, you had a lot of movement towards the South at the same time. And I think some stuff that was primarily Bay really was getting mixed into what the South is, and people kind of lost interest in differentiating. And because then the South really excelled after that point. And like you said, the Bay, everybody just kind of didn't really do what they needed to do. I think hyphy and some of those Bay movements started to kind of dwindle after that.
Right. Well, one thing I noticed, like the down south artists, and you guys can, you know, tell me if you feel the same way or not, but with every down south artist, they have something about them. I don't know. Really, they have something about them that makes you stand apart from each other, but it's still a down south movement.
Besides the country. See, because I still think that's part of the allure of the South. And even though it's in America, I don't want to sound like a snob, but the allure a lot of time with the South is they don't sound like anybody else in the country. They don't talk like, they have a whole different culture itself than we do. You know, and I say we as in pretty much the entire rest of America, you know? So when you hear a brother from the South, a lot of the time, those dudes sound a lot alike, especially if you're used to hearing people from that area. But like you said, there's something about them that ends up being a little different that makes you say, oh, I rock with him.
I mean, because there's tons of really, really terrible whack ones down there doing the same thing, and you just be like, you sound like an idiot, dude. But, you know, and then there's other people where you like, I don't care what he just said, but that's fine. You know?
Hey, yeah. Real quick, hold on. We're going to pause on that real quick, and we're going to pick up where we left off. We're going to get into a couple of joints to finish and get back into it. So, going to play a joint from Black Sheep. It's called Forever Lovely. It's a little bit of an older joint from 2011. And then J-Ross Pirelli, it's For Your Love. She's out of California, talented young lady. Yeah, talented young lady. So, J-Ross Pirelli, so called For Your Love. So, we're going to be right back. You're listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on WCNN.com.
Yes, sir.
D-R-E-S. Bless. Forever lovely. I rock alligator Tims, 18 karat gold rims, on a rose corniche with the mink interior for friends that are sex in a triplex overlooking the hood. Picasso originals, the beluga tastes good on floors of Persia. I be leaning on suede walls, like baby, look out the water. The way it falls is so nice. While sipping Louis Lou on ice, my cube drops when I'm landing on casino rooftop. Hella pads, just me and a lady that's hella bad. On the highway of love, we in the white and yellow jack, sipping Chablis when my baby girl slob me. Could it be, is the life that I live? Probably I should be more concerned with my ways and mellow out, but I just don't give a fuck. My shit's too ghettoed out, and it might seem a shame I own all these objects and still live in the projects. Huh. I'm for the hood, yo. I'm for the struggle, B. And that's worth more to me than ice and bubbly. Well, go to love with me, no man can trouble me. The essence of my presence be forever lovely. I'm for the hood, yo. I'm for the struggle, B. And that's worth more to me than ice and bubbly. Well, go to love with me, no man can trouble me. The essence of my presence be forever love. I like hot sauce on all I eat. My Kool-Aid too sweet, and you might catch me outside with just my slippers on my feet hitting kush. With my brethren getting money by the benches. Living with mom, still my momos. 30 inches withdrawal, get you up. And hoes set you up. With foes wet you up, and there's lots of cops that's corrupt in the heat. You better bust, then your team better roll. And if you don't know the half, you get left with big holes. And big hoes be acting like they dig Joes to get close. It's the place where everybody spit flow. There's rip shacks, pawn shops, and weed spots. And it's best to start walking. Anytime you see cops, they be hating for free. Yo, I ain't waiting to see. I got a warrant? Would children be up later than me out the apartment? Yo, everybody love the chit chat. Funny, anytime I leave, I be glad to get back. I'm for the hood, yo. I'm for the struggle, B. And that's worth more to me than ice and bubbly. Well, go to love with me. No man can trouble me. The essence of my presence be forever lovely. I'm for the hood, yo. I'm for the struggle, B. And that's worth more to me than ice and bubbly. Well, go to love with me. No man can trouble me. The essence of my presence be forever love.
Until my heart leaks, take Moses' hand and part the Red Seas. Passing the heavens, taking all the stars with me. Rocks, life, camera, action, breathe. Only so far to run before you gotta look back. Pack light, nomadic on the track. Can only go up once you fall below sea level. Can't get any deeper than hell. Yell through my bloodlines to conquer time. Leave a legacy like a song. So when I'm gone, you can all hum along. Looking to my fam to carry me on. Support like the luck of a charm. Luck run out, so I'm depending on ambition. Papa raised me with determination. Mama with compassion. My lyrics on my fashion. Carry trends, the way the beats be switching. Picture from the fame that those that have come and gone. Changing the game, competition from
bring it on. For your love, I sprint a marathon. You gotta give love back, y'all. You gotta give love back. Support around here to not make it. Too many people believe. I got my family, my friends, my ladies. I got my man.
You are listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on dubcnn.com. J-Love Blaze Rock with my boy Sugarcane that is joining us. Been along for the joyous ride. But continuing where we paused and left off. So, Kane, as a producer, when you are producing, you know, because I get on you about some things sometimes without getting all the backstory. But seriously, I mean, in terms of as you're trying to, when you think of the South, when you think of, say, in New York, oftentimes it's the sound, it's the production that leads you to, that hooks you in, so to speak, a lot more these days. So,
right.
What do you do? How do you combat that as a producer? To try to change that way of thinking or to try to make an impact? How do you go about that?
Well, you know, it's crazy. One problem or what pet peeve that I have with a lot of Bay Area artists is that music that they make to me sounds really regional. It sounds like a Bay Area track or it sounds like a really regional track. So lately I've been trying to step out of that. I've been trying to make a track that I feel is universal, that, you know, a broad audience can go ahead and actually find something within that song that they really like. You know what I mean? Like, I always felt like if you were taking somebody from New York and put them over in Westfield or Forgetful. Remember Jail Felony came out and he had, I think it was a remix, or I'm going to give it to you with What You Gonna Do, and he had DMX and Method Man,
yeah.
I thought that was the hardest song ever, or one of the hardest songs ever,
yeah,
because it was a combination of different feels that they could put together in one. So I try to do that, the same thing with production, you know what I mean? There's a lot of music that I like, not just Bay Area music. I grew up a big DJ Quick fan. I was always a Too Short fan. And then there was a lot of East Coast artists I like. And lately, I've been going into a lot of J Dilla's music. I love Dwele. I'm a big music soul child fan, so there's a lot of different things that actually inspire me. And so what I try to do is, you know, I look at all these different artists and I look at, you know, what people like about these different artists, and I try to incorporate different things to appeal to different people within every track that I try to make. Sometimes I don't necessarily succeed in doing that, but at least it's a goal, you know what I mean? It's something I want to do, something I try to do, so that today, if I listen to it today, and if I listen to the same song, or somebody listens to the same song 10 years from now, then you can't say, hey, that's a Bay Area track, or hey, he did that 10 years ago. And Jay will tell you that we have music that we did over the years that if I put it out now, I don't think it would sound so dated.
Detox.
You know.
Detox.
Wow.
Hey, I knew that was coming. Go on,
man.
I knew it was coming.
Man, contagious, man. Break out the Lysol right there.
So, yeah, but that's just my feel, you know what I mean? I think it's changing a little bit, but I think maybe the Bay Area sound being in a hole for a little while, it's probably awakened some of these artists, and I see some of them stepping out. Like Juice has a nice hot song right now called All I Got. If you guys haven't checked it out, you need to YouTube that thing, because that song is tight. It's just, to me, it's a song that just appealed to a wider audience, and I just love the song. So, you know, shout out to Juice, man, if you're hearing it. Yeah, he was Fully.
Yeah, because that he was, I know I'm not thinking of, because who was the jacket? He was in your group.
Oh, that was Mob Figures.
Mob Figures, okay.
Yeah. Mob Figures, yeah. Juice, you know, and he had several projects with Killer Tay, and then he had a project with Messy Marv, you know, the Movies with Fully, you know, I guess what you want to call it. But yeah, they were very successful with that, man, and I was very impressed. I liked the dude. I thought that song was a real type song. It did, like, it impressed me a lot. One of the examples of something, a Bay Area artist doing something that I guess wouldn't be expected of him, and it just impressed me. And that's where I get my motivation from, things like that.
Speaking of unexpected, you got some stuff for 2012 planned this year too, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Please, Kane. So hold on to that. We're going to get back to that. We're going to wrap it up in just a sec with Microphone Masters Classic. We are in the zone. So we're going to get into Rex, Rex City, and then Chico and Cool Water featuring Jazan Lala. Now, Blaze.
I'm just saying right now, I don't like neither one of these songs. And I'm a fan. Hey, you know, I'm a fan of Rex. I love Rex. I rock his CD. I mean, off and on. You know, just like it's brand new. So, but this song sucks, straight up.
Damn.
Rex and Chico and Cool Water. You listen to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com.
Yes, sir.
Rex City, bitch. Hennessy sipping, bitch. 100 deep East Coast, we the best click. Show off, do you know who you fucking with? Got a hood, bitch, fucking with a good girl, bitch. 2012 shit, selfish, bitch. Claiming that she celibate, bottle pop, hella bit. Trips for the hell of it, help that click. Lick, lick, tell a bitch, lick that tip. Rap veteran, fresher than you ever been, bitch. Yummy, yummy, in your tummy, smoke this. Pop these, couple shots, please, ski, ski, tricks. Rex City, bitch, Rex City, bitch. Rex City, bitch, Rex City, bitch. Rex City, bitch, Rex City, bitch. Hand, crown in the whiskey, bitch. Rex City, bitch, Rex City, bitch. Rex City, bitch, Rex City, bitch. Rex City, bitch, Rex City, bitch. Rex City, bitch, ski, ski on the tits. I'm a motherfucking boss. I canella, bitch, put it in the mouth. Bubble in them jeans, D&D's in the blouse. Up north, nigga, getting pussy in the south. I need my money pronto. Hotter than Alonzo. Green like Rondo. Bean town, head honcho. Count those. Hunnids, town, run it. Rex City, bitch. 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 Hand, Hennessy sipping, bitch.
It's old money. Old money. Show off.
We smoke the best hay in the presidential bush. Confidential brother, man, it's all about the cushion. She bouncing in the club for the. You thinking that she love you? It's the fetti or the dough or the cheese or the guap. It's the reason that she only land at the sunshine and word of mouth. Happy hour, Laker games in the shot.
Hey man, let me get a shout out.
These labels can't sell what they got. So the nigga you blog about, he ain't never coming out. I knew he wasn't bought it from the pep swap. Shoot the kind of shots, man, that only Jeff's got. I'm in the street, barbershop, and mess bar. Thought you was doing playboy, I do the hip hop. I can make a rainbow California sunny on some ball play shit, go and kick it with a bunny.
Hey, bitch.
Why you niggas stay funny, bunny? I don't know what it's about. You ain't got no money.
Nope.
Your weed bet not be crummy. Boss type shit, got Jamaicans on gunny. And before you take anything from me, dread start to rock. You would think they gon' dummy in the. I'm from LA and that's. We smoke the best hay in the. The presidential bush, confidential bubble, man, it's all about the cushion. She bouncing in the glove for the. You thinking that she love you, it's the fatty or the dough or the cheese or the guap. It's the reason that she know you.
I was born a little dirty dude. Poverty wasn't nothing, I was used to it. So I kept me a car with some juice to it. And practice with some twists until I was used to it. See, it came a long way for when I deuced it. Jack a nigga shit in the stove boosting. Now I'm on the radio making music. Signing autographs and I ain't used to it. I guess like Mike, I just gotta do it. And perfect my perfection and don't overdo it. But some fresh blue chucks to make a nigga move with. Middle finger to the air, screaming thug like bitch. But keep it on the real, I'm in a drug like bitch. I'm dodging all the eyes and I promise not to quit. I'm trying to get this money while these bitches on my dick and set my kids up on some set for life shit when you're living in a.
I'm from LA and that's. We smoke the best hay in a. The presidential bush, confidential bubble, man, it's all about the push in a. She bouncing in the club for the. You thinking that she love you, it's the. The fatty or the dough or the cheese or the guap, it's the reason that she love you in a.
I keep a watchful eye. Heater on the side, a hot bitch, palm trees tatted on the thigh. Flagged her down with the bloom, I'm like, come rock. School kid said she grew up in the Hoover. LA a doogie, no doubt. I grew up with two fingers and a thumb out. Battle with a bandana. Respect that S hat on top of my antenna. Hear niggas talking wild on the scam homies. Until I caught him on the killing field. Killing wits. Blue champagne, no chill. Red wine spilling as I talk to resort level. Used to roll with Michael Bivens. Like that was a member, a new addition. BF10 hoop team, dribble through they press. Like I drove by the enemies through they set.
I'm from LA and that's. We smoke the best hay in the presidential bush. Confidential bubble, man, it's all about the cushion. She bouncing in the club for the. You thinking that she love you with the fatty or the dough or the cheese or the guap. It's the reason that she owns you.
You are listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com. I'll never forget, this is real quick before we close it out and just let Kane send us out. But I'll never forget, it was Rudd. He had listened to the first couple of shows. And there was one where Blaze, there was a song that I had put out there. And Blaze wasn't feeling it. I think it was from Curtin. and he said, and Rudd said, hey, yo, Jay, what? I like the show. The show's cool. I like what you're doing. But why would you put a song on there if Blaze really isn't feeling it? And I said, well, that's the whole point of the show.
That's the part. That's the point.
That's the point of the show. I don't... Because there might be a song that I'm not necessarily feeling, but I'm thinking, okay. All right, we'll play it. And then let the listener decide, so to speak. And that's how we do it. And that's how I think it should be. Because otherwise, it's this weird... The leader's society of you have to, if we don't both agree, and therefore you cannot, that's not how it is.
But on top of that, I mean, the thing about it, the reason why I don't be rocking with too many of these shows and stuff like that is because that's what ends up turning into artists buddy-buddying with certain people in order to get a certain spin or a certain look or a certain review. And I mean, with us, I think most people respect the integrity of the fact that if it's garbage, we're going to call it garbage. We may still play it. We'll probably still play it.
Yeah.
But we're going to call it we're going to call a spade a spade.
Yeah.
And at the same time, that's good because just because I don't like it, or just because Jay likes it, or vice versa, doesn't mean that everybody else who's listening to the show likes it or doesn't like it. So it gives people the opportunity to listen, check it out, but still get that, they still get the truth out of us, or at least they get our opinions, which, everybody has an opinion. But, I mean, I love the fact that we're honest about it, and I love the fact that Jay's never afraid to put, a track that he might really like or he may not like at all. And I get the opportunity to say that. He gets the opportunity to say it, and I think everybody who listens to the show, they understand and they appreciate that honesty that we jump into. Because besides, I mean, who likes a whack song? Whack song needs to be called whack,
Right.
And whack rappers need to be called whack rappers. Just like bad food is bad food, Just because you get it from, just because you went and paid $80 a plate or something, and it's garbage, doesn't mean, doesn't make it any less garbage. Paid a lot for garbage.
Exactly. It's funny because, and I use this, and I'm gonna put you on blast, Kane. I'm gonna put myself on blast because that's how we do.
Hold on, man. You want me on? You've been waiting. You've been waiting to put me on attack.
Okay, so we were Blaze and I. We did a cross platform. And there was the second cross platform album, and there was a track. That it was called, Let Me Show You How We Get Down, or something. I forget the name of the track.
How We Get Down.
How We Get Down. And so I go in there, and I come in with my verse, and I dropped it, and Blaze listens to it, and he a couple days later, and I was going through to record the next song, and he says, well, Jay, what's up, man? So you feel that verse? No. okay, yeah, I guess I could come harder. And he just looked at me and said,
and I was gonna say, the worst part about it is I think I might have actually responded just like that. Like, he was like, you feeling? I was like, no. He was like, yeah.
So if you're a new artist.
And Jay was just like. So I was like, he's like, so, you think I should come hard? I'm like, yeah. And the worst part about it, I mean, just for a little backstory to it is. How We Get Down is like this real, like, raucous, up and, up-tempo, bang type of song, jumping all around type of thing. And Jay was just like, Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to break it down for you. And I mean, the hook, and I think at that time I'd already laid the hook, and the hook is like, I'm going to show you how we get down. You know, it's all real hype. And then Dave's just like, you know what I'm saying? I'm up in here chilling in the spot. And I'm like, wait a minute, bro. Wait. And then, okay, now the flip stuff, the ironic part about it is, in the end, he basically shot me on the verse, like, complete. My verse just sounded like dirt based compared to what he came back with. So I was just like, alright, yeah, I ain't finna read
the new rock artist, rock, a new MC that ain't confident in your music, do not ask Blaze for his opinion until you definitely are confident with the hell you is, doing.
The worst part is, that's what every, dude, I swear to God, every new rapper that finds out that I rap or knows my name or meets somebody and they say, yeah, Blaze, keep it real with you. I don't think they understand what Keep It Real really is. So they'll come and be like, yo, Blaze, yo, I need you to listen to my album, you know what I'm saying? Let me know what you think. You know, tell me what I need to do. And so I'll tell them. And I'm not like a blatant hater or nothing. You know, I'll be like, this is dope, blah, blah, blah. This ain't, this is whack, this is, you know, this is dope, whatever. You know, so then when I finish, they like. I've had a few people who sent me a, like, you know, debut album, mixtape or whatever, you know, ahead of time, 2 weeks, a month ahead of time, you know, and they like, yeah, you know, I gotta get your opinion first, you know, if you can say, and I'll hit them back, and I'm detailed, so it's not even like, yeah, this sucks, but I'm usually real detailed with that, and they be like, alright, cool, appreciate it, bro, and then I never get another one.
This is by far the funnest show. We've had some fun shows. This is by far the funnest show. So we gotta have you back on again. But so
I don't see how, when you got somebody like Blaze, go ahead and just say we won't. How can it not be a fun show every time?
That's what makes it gangster. We got. I mean, the thing is, we wanna find a way to find, you know, to make it a hip hop show that's not just. So, you know, how many albums are you about to sell? How long you been rapping? You know, we don't want to, man. Because I even say to Jay all the time, like, you know, if we're going to have somebody on, let them know before they come. We're not about to ask them softball questions. We're not going to ask them, you know, I could care less how long you've been rapping. Because if you're whack, you're still whack for that long. But, I mean, or if you dope, you could have just learned how to be dope. I mean, I don't care how long you've been rapping or whatever, you know. So we try to make sure whoever we have on, we have them. You know, we get in that way. I remember when Jay Live was on here not too long ago. You know, I was going in on the Giants. I'm rock with the Giants, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm roll with the Cardinals, and you know, and even though we just, you know, we were about to get whacked because Cobb was still starting. I was about it. You know, he was like, yeah, you know, we run y'all through. I'm like, yeah, I don't care, y'all suck. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, on another note, I know I just can't do things, but I don't understand how Tebow is just going off on Pittsburgh Steelers right now. Score is 20-6 right now, third quarter. But the dude is doing the most. And I'm not a big fan. I feel like he's gotten handed a lot that he don't deserve. But that
Denver, like running back.
Thank you. Denver's beast, though. Denver's defense is beast, though. And people don't give them any kind of credit. They are laying helmets tonight or today or whatever you want to call it. But, yeah, man, I had to throw it real quick.
So, Kane, real quick, let them know, because I know you're up on Twitter and all that good stuff. Let them know how they can follow you on Twitter, Mr. Sugar Kane.
Well, you know, follow us on Twitter, man, at the under, and you'll find any updates from new projects coming from the group collectively, also individual artists that we're trying to get out there, try their thing, as well as me, personal production. I want everybody to know that the Prodigy Group also was a producer behind, you know, the Under and a couple other acts and a couple other movements and another little thing. So, well, a couple years ago, there was a big push out here to raise some money for the kids. It was called the Save School Movement, in which you had all the hot artists in the Bay, E40s, Jacka, the Hood Stars, La Rue, Eddie Project, a bunch of people. And I was one of those producers on that whole project. And a lot of people don't know that, so what I decided to do is put together a producer's album, Sugar Cane producer's album. And basically, I tried to take everybody's vision and anything that everybody wants to say and put my twist on it. And that's why I came up with the name Sugar Coated. Sugar Coated. K-O-D-E-D. Sugar Coated. And it's basically my little twist of what they're trying to get out there, and original remixes. Some songs are remixed, some original things we came up with a few artists, and yeah, just basically trying to make my presence known as a producer out here.
Well, you know how we do it, Ken. You know how we do it. So that's at the under THAUNDA. So on that note, we're going to check y'all next episode. You know, if you got to listen to this again to catch all the dopeness. So on behalf of Blaze Rock, on behalf of Sugar Cane, I am Jay Love, and we'll check y'all next week. You're listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on dubcnn.com. Are you
it's 2012.